I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight, tomorrow afternoon and evening, and Sunday afternoon, Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. in Fort Madison is presenting Angels in the Outfield. It's part of an effort to bring classic family movies back to downtown Fort Madison. The movies are presented at no charge at the Old Fort Players Theater at 725 Avenue G. There is a $2 suggested donation to help pay for the next movie showing. Also, popcorn, soda, snacks, and candy concessions are available at $1 apiece. Lights, Camera, Action presents Angels in the Outfield at the Old Fort Players Playhouse, 6:30 this evening and tomorrow evening, and 2 in the afternoon tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow in historic Bishop Hill, Illinois, it's the 21st annual Country Antique Market. There'll be quality antiques, whether it's early country, primitives, folk art, pottery, or textiles. It will all be at the Colony School. That's a benefit for Bishop Hill's Volunteer Fire Department. Admission to the Country Antique Market is $5. It's from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at the Colony School in historic Bishop Hill. Next week at the West Central Illinois Arts Center, it's part 2 of a summer theater day camp series. The second camp will target 1st through 8th graders and will be held Monday through Friday from 1 in the afternoon until 5. Children attending this camp will be participating in drama games, improvisation, collaborative skits, scene development, singing, dancing, and a little bit of Shakespeare. A culminating showcase highlighting each participant's interests and accomplishments will be presented at the end of the camp, which is being led by Lee Farrar White. She's been creating and teaching drama and theater workshops for children and youth for 20 years. It's designed to spark the imagination and focus the creative process. No previous theater, singing, or dancing experience is required, only the desire to have fun. Brochures and information are available online at the West Central Illinois Arts Center website. The address is wciarts.org. That's wciarts.org. It's the Flying Monkeys Summer Theater Day Camp at the West Central Illinois Arts Center in downtown Macomb. This coming Wednesday, the Brown Bag Concerts in downtown Macomb continue at the Gazebo in Chandler Park. This week's featured performers are the folk and etc. band, The Lemmings. The Brown Bag Concerts are sponsored by the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development Corporation. They invite you to pack a picnic lunch or stop and grab a takeout lunch and take a break during the noon hour to listen to some of the area's best talent. The Brown Bag Concert, noon Wednesday, at Chandler Park in downtown Macomb. On Thursday evening, the Dead Filmmaker Society 2012 continues. It's a summer film series of 16mm films from the collection of Western Illinois University film professor Richard Ness, who also serves as host for the series. It's sponsored by the WIU Department of Broadcasting. This week's film is The Sterile Cuckoo from 1969. Liza Minnelli earned an Oscar nomination for her performance as a college student dealing with the joy and pain of first love. Directed by Alan J. Pakula, who also directed Klutz and All the President's Men, it features the Oscar-nominated song Come Saturday Morning. The Sterile Cuckoo, this week's film in the Dead Filmmaker Society. The screenings are at the Sandberg Theater in the Western Illinois University Student Union. The films begin at 7 o'clock, and there is no admission charge. You just can't have good creative writing without a good pen. In that spirit, it's a birthday party for one of the pioneers of a good pen, W.A. Schaefer. He would have been 145 years old this coming Thursday. So join the Schaefer Pen Museum for a presentation, W.A. Schaefer, the man and the intrapreneur. After the presentation, Birthday cake and ice cream will be served for Mr. Schaefer. It's free of charge. The doors open at 6:45. The presentation is at 7 in the evening at the Schaefer Penn Museum, 627 Avenue G, next to Ivy Bake Shop in Fort Madison, Iowa. Then, on Friday and Saturday in Fort Madison, 1 week from tonight and tomorrow, it's Balloons Over the Mississippi. Since 2002, Fort Madison has been home to Balloons Over the Mississippi, soaring above the mighty Mississippi River bluffs. The event has played host to more than a dozen hot air balloons each year. The gates at Rodeo Park open at 4 p.m. on Friday. At 6:15, there's a mass balloon launch. From 6 to 10, there's live entertainment with the Wild Wild West Band, and at 8:30, there's a balloon glow. On Saturday, from noon to 4, it's the third annual barbecue cook-off with entertainment from G's Karaoke and DJs. At 6:15, another mass balloon launch. From 6 to 10, live entertainment with tricks and a second balloon glow at 8:30. Balloons Over the Mississippi in Fort Madison, Iowa at Rodeo Park next weekend. Next weekend, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum receives a visit from Indiana-based folk singer Tim Grimm. Grimm has his finger on the musical and sociological pulse of the Midwest. You might feel that in this track from his album Coyote's Dream.
Last night I had a dream, started with a coyote scream. Maybe you've heard a coyote's cry, sounds just like a baby's gonna die. Out of these hills I rolled a mist, fog so thick you could drown in it. Around the world all the lights went out like something in the Bible was going down. Nothing would work if you plugged it in, nothing would start to drive again. Nothing would shoot, nothing would fly, all the little screens went dead inside. But the sun still shone, the wind still blew. Nothing had changed between me and you. Men in business suits who had never prayed, cursed the Lord and spoke his name in vain. All day long you could hear their screams, thinking they were living in a devil's dream. And I'll tell you what God had done, he leveled the field for everyone. And gotten tired of the few running the game, left the rich and poor all the same. Tired of the killing, tired of the waste, tired of the smoke blown in his face. Tired of the children eating alone, tired of the nurseries and the old folks' homes. But the sun still shone, the wind still blew. Nothing had changed between me and you. Grew long, the clouds rolled in, life in the meadows got wild again. Water in the stream got clear to drink, with nothing plugged in you had time to think. Yeah, time to think, time to sigh, time to kiss your babes good night. Time to sit on the old porch swing, look out on the world as a holy thing. Last night I had a dream, started with a coyote scream. He was over the hill, maybe a mile, opened my eyes and began to smile. Cause the sun still shone, the wind still blew. Nothing had changed.
Dream. Between his album, The Backfields, was named Best Americana Album in the 2006 Just Plain Folks Music Awards, the largest and most diverse music awards in the world. He's also been labeled Best Discovery in Roots Americana Music by the Chicago Sun-Times and named Male Artist of the Year by the Freeform American Roots DJs. And he'll be at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum next weekend, Saturday the 21st. The doors open at 6:30. The show is at 7 o'clock. There's an admission charge of $5 per adult, $3 for children under 12. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is just outside Lewiston. At the West Central Illinois Arts Center Gallery in downtown Macomb on the square, a few of our favorite things continue to be on exhibit. The exhibit A Few of Our Favorite Things runs through Saturday the 28th. It provides an opportunity for the public to get to share in some of the art that has been collected by regional dignitaries and art enthusiasts. Each of these aficionados has agreed to put one of their own favorite works on loan to the West Central Illinois Arts Center for this exhibition. It will be on display, once again, through Saturday, July 28th, at the West Central Illinois Arts Center, 25 Eastside Square in Macomb. And we'll leave you this week with one more musical bonbon, a preview of a preview. Coming up on July 29th, that's a Sunday, at Shiloh's Bar and Bistro on the west side of the square in Macomb, it's Jazz in July. It's a family-friendly event featuring the Ann Collins Trio as a bit of a preview and also as a bit of a fundraiser for the Al Sears Jazz Festival this coming September 28th through 30th in Macomb. It's a fun way to begin the countdown to this year's festival. Reservations are highly recommended. For that, call Shiloh's at area code 309-833-5299. Here's the Ann Collins Trio with a wonderful jazz warhorse, A Night in Tunisia. Collins Trio. They'll be at Shiloh's Bar and Bistro on Sunday the 29th in a preview and fundraiser for the Al Sears Jazz Festival this coming September. It's Jazz in July. For information, call Shiloh's Bar and Bistro at 309-833-5299. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.